Following on from the class from a few days ago, here's a question from Bhakta Colin. If you remember, that talk was on the subject of inattentive chanting. So Colin's asking, would chanting that one did casually after finishing one's rounds also under the category of offensive chanting? For example, chanting without beads while driving, walking, or going about one's daily business? Or is the offense only made if one is inattentive in our daily japa? We should be clear what offenses are against. That offense is against a prescribed process of devotional activity and how that devotional activity is performed. Now, on one side, Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends the constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. On the other hand, we know that there are certain restrictions and prescriptions in regards to chanting. For instance, that one should chant in the association of advanced devotees. That one should sit in a holy place, sacred place, like a temple room, in front of Tulsi Devi, and that one should not engage in any other activities while one is chanting the holy names of the Lord. So obviously these two recommendations conflict. Always chant, and yet chant under certain restrictions. If the restriction is that you have to always be chanting in a holy place, then how do you ever go to the toilet? How do you do your body maintenance? If you're not supposed to be thinking about other things while chanting the holy name of the Lord, how are you supposed to go about taking prasadam or performing one's daily duties? So, therefore, we should distinguish the types of chanting which are being referred to here. There is one type of chanting which is general chanting, tatrapita niyamita smaranena kala, for which there are no hard and fast rules. Always chant Hare Krishna, whether in your bathroom, whether you're taking prasadam, whether you're on the bus going to work, out aloud, under your breath, within your mind, try to constantly stay in touch with the holy name of the Lord. And then there is the other, which is engaging in worship of the holy name through the, worship of the Lord through the chanting of the holy name, engaged in remembering the sound vibration of the Lord, the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord. These things require attention, focus, peace of mind, and isolation from all other activities. This is bhajan. This is the worship of Lord Krishna by His holy name. It is in this type of chanting that inattention becomes offensive. It is in this type of chanting that we should be fully absorbed and give up all other things. This type of chanting that requires 2 hours a day for the chanting of 16 rounds minimum or more, if devotees have taken a vow to do more. For in worship of the Lord, one should be fully attentive to that worship, and being distracted is offensive. Just like Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu, we should always remember Krishna. And 24 hours a day, we should try to remember Krishna, whatever that we're doing. So, Krishna tells Arjuna, Mamanushmara Dyudyacha, while fighting, remember me. But if for some reason, while performing our daily activities, we do not remember Krishna, that is not an offense. It may be a lapse of memory. But when you're on the altar, in front of the deities, offering artik, and you're supposed to, you have nothing else to do in your life and at that time, then simply be absorbed in making the offering of foodstuffs and devotional items to the Lord, if at that time you think about other things, then you are committing an offense. So, although we may try to chant Hare Krishna all day long, even in our sleep, if we do not chant, then what is the result? We lose the benefit of chanting, that's all. But it is not detrimental to our spiritual life in the sense that we are not committing an offense, which then further undermines our devotional creeper. However, when we're sitting and chanting our rounds, when we're doing our japa, and at that time we're inattentive, then that is the time when inattention becomes offensive. And therefore, in that Srimad Bhagavatam verse that I was referring to some days back, it stated there that even a devotee may be inattentive because of his execution in devotional activities. So it is this type of inattention that's being referred to. Not inattention during the times of worship, but inattention at times other than at the time of worship. In this way, we should judge according to time and circumstance what are the rules and regulations that govern our devotional activities. Another one that, for instance, comes to mind is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. One thing is that there is a certain etiquette during Srimad Bhagavatam class, and another one is that devotees try to hear during the day. For instance, you may be driving in a car on the way to work listening to a class, and when you arrive at your destination, you turn the class off. What's happened? You've filled in your extra time with hearing the glories of the Lord. But when we sit down to hear the Bhagavatam speaker, then to be inattentive, to fall asleep, to get up in the middle of the class and to just go out, to switch off the speaker within our minds, that then becomes an offense to the holy name. It becomes an offense to the Bhagavatam and to the speaker. The same devotional activities, according to how they're meant to be performed, have different sets of rules and regulations that come along with them. Vaishnav should be familiar with these. Hari Bol.